Yesterday we were talking about the Malchus. We many as we always did in many Torahs, we explained that Malchus consists of two components: the component of the Mashpia, the giver, and the component of the Mekabel, the receiver. Just a second, let me close the door. And that's Malchus. A Melech is the Mashpia, but even the Melech has to be Mekabel in order to give. Where is the Melech getting? Where is he being Mekabel from? He's being Mekabel from the Am, from the nation. He's being Mekabel that you want to receive. You have Malchus, your children. You're giving your children, your wife. Sarah Bevesa, right? You're giving your wife. Your wife, you're receiving that your wife is giving you the opportunity to give to her. So you're also receiving. Now, really, in essence, you're receiving from something higher than you. Where did you get from? Let's say, we're not talking about money, Dafka, right? There's physical, there's spiritual, there's emotional. You're getting all of your livelihood is coming from the Rabban Yisrael, ultimately. Or we could go before that. It came from your parents. It comes from your employer. It came, but who got it from them? That got it from them. They got it from them. That it's always, that means Malchus is received. In order to give, a giver can only give what he receives. And the ultimate giver, like we said, is the person who receives and gives right away. Whatever he receives, he's giving out. Mm-hmm. With receiving and the giving become one. However, in a Malchus, there's a component of the Melech and the Am, the nation, which is the receiving. So Kol Zman, the loop of Malchus, goes receiving, giving, receiving, giving, receiving, giving. The Malchus expands and it grows. Why does it grow? Because everybody wants to be part of that kind of a Malchus that's always, that has a clean filter of receiving and giving, receiving and giving and receiving and giving. So that's in the physical Malchus. In a spiritual Malchus, same thing. The spirituality draws more and more people to the Malucha, because it's a Malucha that's giving and receiving, receiving and giving. What's the challenge? The challenge is Hanosei L'Tzorch. The Hanosei L'Tzorch means for self-gratification or need, or both, right? Hanosei L'Tzorch, like we always said, taking. So when a person uses his Malchus for Hanosei L'Tzorch, what does he do? So if he's the giver, he's cutting off the giving part. If he's the receiver, he's cutting off the receiving part, because what is he doing? He's receiving, instead of receiving to give, he's receiving to take. Or if, instead of giving to give, he's taking. So what he's doing is he's cutting off his component of the Malchus, whether he's the Melech or he's the Am. The Am is also Malchus, because the Am is giving the Melech the Malchus. So far, so good. Says the Rebbe, when you do that, the Malchus itself is going to boomerang and it's going to be Rabbonus Mekaveres Esbal. The Malchus is going to bury you. Why is the Malchus going to bury you? Because Malchus is something that needs to move. It's a movement. So if it's moving in the proper loop, so it's expanding and bringing more people, Lahazer Lechiach, it's bringing more people into the Malucha, being able to go and give to more people from what it received, because everything that's being received is going up. But what happens when you block, when you have a blockage, when you have a blockage in the loop? What happens when you block the loop? It starts backing up. What is it back up to? It backs up to you. So it starts with a layer and another layer and another layer until it buries you. So if you continue the loop and you're being mazir mechiyach, that means you're being careful that your malchus is contingently receiving and giving, then the malchus will expand. And then even if the other person, the receiver, is not accepting, you're going in. What I said is that we were talking yesterday, this thing of malchus has two components: the giver and the receiver. Because the Melech, who is the king, is giving to the nation, but the nation and the nation is receiving. But they're both part of the Malchus, because the Melech can be a king if he doesn't have a nation, and the nation can be a nation if they don't have a Melech. So both components, both the giver and the receiver, are necessary to create Malchus. So far, so good. This is what we said yesterday. Now let's take it to the person by himself. The person by himself. I have Malchus on myself. Am I a Melech on myself, or am I not a Melech on myself? What is Malchus? Again, if Malchus means there are two components, there's a giver and a receiver. So as long as the loop is going, where I receive and I give, I receive and I give, I receive and I give, then that's called a proper Malchus that has the ability to be Ben Chayrin, that has the freedom to expand and become bigger, because whatever you're receiving, you're giving. So if Malchus is the giving and the receiving loop, which means I receive, I give, I receive, I give, I receive, I give, that's the Melech and the nation. Everybody's a different Malchus. Everybody in the nation also has a Malchus. He has a Malchus of his family. Or if he has a Malchus of bigger because he has a business or because he's a minister, everybody, there's the king and then there's the nation. But in the nation, every person in the nation also has Malchus. Why? Because it needs a continuous loop of giving. In order to be a continuous loop of giving, it needs to receive. So you're receiving from the Melech, that's giving Vaita, that's giving Vaita, that's giving Vaita, that's giving Vaita. That's the concept of Sari Elef, Sari Chamishim, Sari Meir, Sari Chamishim, Sari Asaras. Because in a Malchus, in a proper Malchus, it's a pyramid. The Melech is giving to the nation, that's giving and giving, because the loop is receive, give, receive, give, receive, give. But there's another motion. What's the other motion? Taking. And the taking part is challenged both in the giver and in the receiver. So that means the Melech is challenged with taking. How? When he uses his Malchus for self-gratification or self-needs, and he's not. So what happens when he chops off his part of the loop? What happens when you have a backup in your stomach or a backup in the toilet? He's creating a backup. So what happens is, till it backs up, Harabonus Mekavere says, Bala, the Rebbe says, the Malchus itself will bury the owner because it is backing it up because he's not continuing the loop. Malchus must have a loop. In order for Malchus to go, there has to be a free flow of receiving, giving, receiving, giving, receiving, giving. But as soon as you take that Malchus for yourself, for self-gratification or self-need, because it's not because for your needs, you're allowed to use your Malchus, because that's the only way that you can give Vita. But we're not talking about the needs that give you the ability to give Vita. We're talking about the needs that you have that don't give you the ability to give Vita, because you need security, because you need, if it's money, if it's whatever it is, if you are not trusting in the melucha of God and you're taking it for self-gratification, you are backing up the loop. V'harabonos mekaveres, says Bala, the Rebbe says, v'hu ba'avoinoi, he's going to get the einish of the people underneath him that he wasn't able to be mazer mechiyach. The reason why he wasn't able to be mazer mechiyach, because he wasn't continuing this loop. So what is that loop going to do? It's going to back up, layer him up, and eventually he's going to die from his einshim. That's what the Rebbe says. And now, when you put this component in, everything makes sense. The Rebbe says, where is the real Malchus? V'hoysel Hashem amlucha. So that means that the Malchus that we get, that a Jew gets, he's getting it from Hashem. So he's receiving from Hashem the melucha, and then he has to give it over to the people that are under him, that the neshamas that are underneath him. So the same thing happens if he continues the flow of receiver, giver, receiver, giver. But if he takes that Malchus for himself, Rabbanus Mekaveres says Bala, because Malchus must be given bigger in order for the real Malchus. Because what's the ultimate? V'hoysel Hashem Amlucha. What's the ultimate of the world? The world needs to recognize that the Eibishter is the Melech. How is that going to be when we stop taking La'anosei L'tzorcha? So what happens is that we took La'anosei L'tzorcha. Now we're stuck already. What do we do? To bring, what happens is, Harabonus Mekaveres is Bala. When you take the Malchus, so what happens? You're losing life. So Rebbe says, bring new life in. Because you're always challenged. How many times are you challenged a day with this taking, receiving? All day. We receive and we take. We're taking all day. Every time we're using our Malchus in a negative way, La'anosei L'tzorcha, we're taking. So the Rebbe tells us in Eitzah, there's an Eitzah, to bring Arichas Yomim into the Malchus. How do you bring Arichas Yomim into the Malchus? The Rebbe explains that the Torah, by learning Torah, Eisek HaTorah, why? Because the Torah is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And just like when you want to call a person, you call him by his name. And when you call him by his name, he responds to you. The same thing is when you want to call to the source of life, the Chaya Chaim, which is the Eibishter, you have to call him by his name. How do you call him by his name? Through the Torah, because the Torah is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That the Torah is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So by calling the Chaya Chaim, we are doing two things. We are actually calling him and asking him to give chiyus into the malchus that we already destroyed because we went la'anosei l'tzorcha. And not only that, the Rebbe says that we're also, the Torah is giving us das. Because what was the reason why we took in the first place? Why did we go la'anosei l'tzorcha in the first place? Because we didn't have das. What is das? Clarity. Why were we scared? Why do we fill up, let's take money, not because of Mendy, because it's such an easy example. Why do we fill up the mattresses and the bank accounts and the investments in order to find security? Because we have no das. If we had das, we would see that we don't need this. It's baloney. We don't need any security. We have Hashem. Das means la das is Hashem. I know that God is watching me, taking care of me every single second of the day. And nothing I'm doing is doing more or less to give me more or less security because the Rabbanei Shalom is giving me my security. So what we're missing every time we take, or every time we do Averis, or any time we take our Malchus in a negative way, what we're missing is Das. Because the Torah, not only is it that it's the name of Hashem that calls on him to give us Chayim, but it's telling, the Torah is telling the Rabbanei Shalom how to give us Chayim, where the Das is that we're missing. Why? Because since everything in the world is made up of the Oisis HaTorah, and the Oisis HaTorah are in every component, so that means that even in my Averis, there is Oisis HaTorah over there. They're just scrambled the wrong way. So there's no das, there's no clarity, because I'm not able, but when I'm learning Torah, and I'm Eisek HaTorah, and I'm doing for Torah, I'm calling the Rabbanei Shalom to be able to re-scramble the Oisis HaTorah in the proper order so that I get more das and more clarity. And then what happens is, slowly, I start to unlayer the backage, the backup. All the layers of backup that I caused from taking my Malchus, using my Malchus in a way of La'anosei L'tzorcha, I am now unlayering the backup. How? By infusing Echayim. Arichas Yomim. How am I infusing Arichas Yomim? By Eisek HaTorah. Why is Eisek HaTorah giving me Arichas Yomim? Because I'm going to the source of Arichas Yomim. And I'm also getting Das, which that Das is giving the ability to me to unlayer the backup. The more I unlayer the backup, the more the flow of Malchus will continue to go, receive, give, receive, give, receive, give. And it's going to get to the people that are all in my Malucha, Beisgalia ubeisgasia. And then what happens is, then the Torah itself will scream to them. The Torah itself, it's not me, I have to go be machiach them. It's not me that I have to go to that neshama in Australia. All of a sudden, by my this, the guy in Australia is going to have an epiphany and start doing tshuva. Why? Because his neshama is underneath me. And my malchus was given in a way for me to give. And that's how I'm able to unblock and be able to continue giving and giving and giving and giving.